fortunate to have with us today at the Henry Herbert Workshop the artist Mr. Hormozad Nariyalwala, who has come to oversee the installation of one of his creations at our workshop. The work that we are lucky to have acquired is called Dead Man's Patterns, a part of the Memento Mori series. Mr. Nariyalwala specializes in working with bespoke Savile Row tailoring patterns in a slightly different manner from traditional tailors. Instead, he uses them as his source material to create a different, but no less wonderful, kind of art. Ms. Nariyalwala, could you tell us what inspired you to use this medium?
Okay, so my practice began in the workrooms of Savile Row tailors, Tijan Skinner. And in one of my interviews with William, the managing director, I found sets of patterns on the floor, and I inquired why they were not in like drawers or cabinets or their archive. And he said, oh, they're going to be shredded, they're dead. And I didn't understand what he meant by that, and what he was trying to say was that they belong to customers who have passed away, and the pattern has absolutely no use for them because the body does not exist. And so I convinced him to give them to me, and I started looking at them as inspiring objects and artifacts in their own right, through which I can create art. And I had a background in fashion, and I very organically transitioned into being an artist, where I was creating two-dimensional and three-dimensional pieces out of the patterns, but never clothing. And so that's really how the practice began in this medium. Now I strictly make art through patterns from different references and sources, and it's now my signature material.
Absolutely. And so you were first drawn to the tailoring world through fashion and then saw its potential thereafter.
That's right.
Fantastic. Could you tell us a bit more about this piece in particular? What was the thinking behind it, and how should or could an audience like ourselves interpret this work?
So the pattern always tells me what to do. And when I create work, I use a tailoring reference or an anecdote or a feeling. And at that time in 2012, last year, I acquired 50 customer patterns from Tijan Skinner, and I left thinking that it's quite a substantial amount that I'd ever received. And so I wanted to revisit death. You see, my first book was called Dead Man's Patterns, and it was the first thing that I ever did. And so I wanted to explore that concept again, but through an object. And I decided that I would make a skull for each customer pattern, which makes the piece more valuable in terms of context, because you have to remember that each customer has its own set of patterns. And it's like you said, it's their DNA. So each skull is different because the lines of the tailor is different for each customer. So had I made them form a block pattern where multiple clothing is cut, the meaning would have changed.
Absolutely. Very interesting for us in particular. How does this piece, the skull series in particular, differ from maybe some of your other collage-based work? For example, the extensive La Petite Echo de la Mode series, which I believe is based on women's wear and domestic patterns.
So the patterns from the Le Petit Echo de la Mode series are from the 1950s. Now, you need to know that paper is, over time, was quite an expensive commodity, which it's not right now. But in the 1800s, they would print entire collections of clothing onto one single sheet of paper. And then when paper became a little bit more available, they would only print one garment in a single sheet of paper. And these sheets of paper would be folded and inserted as supplements in the magazine with the same title, and they would then be sent to different housewives and the Parisian fashionable woman would then extract the pattern, choose her fabric, her trimmings, the colors, and create a unique garment, although it might have something similar to another woman, but it's a personal, it's an injection of a personal sensibility.
Absolutely.
And I'm doing the same thing, but I'm not extracting the pattern because I'm really interested in the intersections of the pattern lays, which when they're laid on top of each other, they create facets of the human body shattered. And that sort of reminded me of what the cubists did. You know, they were looking at a three-dimensional object in multiple angles, flat, and patterns do exactly that. And so I went with that and very carefully inserted colored paper and acetate to create these cubist inspired abstractions. And I guess it's a different from the dead man's patterns because the material is different. And so, like I said, the pattern tells me what to do in a way, and I respond to them when I acquire them. And this was again a chance find.
Absolutely, much like a tailor has to respond to the pattern. In the past, you have collaborated with show studio, you've exhibited at Versace, and you're currently working on a PhD. So, where next for you? Do you have any upcoming projects or exhibitions or collaborations you could tell us about?
Well, I definitely have to finish my PhD. The thesis was done and handed in, so
Oh, congratulations.
thank you. I'm really close to finishing it now. But in January 2014, the Birla Academy of Art and Culture, based in Kolkata, India, are going to represent me in the form of a solo show at the Indian Art Fair, which happens in January, which I'm really, really excited about because I come from India and it's the first time my work's going to be shown in my home country on such a grand scale. So I'm very fortunate and grateful to the curators, especially Laila Mukherjee, who found me and approached me. Besides that, I'm just concentrating on new work and just continuing being an artist. But I think I'll be much more calmer once the PhD is done because it's right at the end of the race.